Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Transformation, the unfolding of personal life experiences. I am your host, Sandra Lucas. I will share with you intimate thoughts, relationships, and experiences from prayer and meditation to inspire and empower those on a spiritual journey to self-realization, God's children who are ready to wake up and claim their power. All shows are pre-recorded. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. This is Sandra Lucas hosting My Transformation.
Today's meditation is from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. It is a faithful saying, "For if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us." Jesus came to give us life, but in order to receive that life, we must first die to sin. And once we die to sin, we receive eternal life in Christ. Death is under Adam, and life is under Christ. The water baptism is an example of the death and resurrection of Jesus. And when we go down in the water, that is a representation of us going down as sinners, as the old man under Adam. And when we are risen from the water, that represents our new life, the new man coming up, which is like Christ's resurrection. When Christ went under the ground for 3 days and nights, he went underground with the sins of the world on him, because he received our sins on the cross. So when he went down into the ground, he took our sins with him. But when he came up from the ground, he came up with no sin on him. He came up to be risen to the glorified body. And so when we come up out the water, we're coming up a new person. We're coming up in Christ. We went down in Adam, and we come up in Christ. So we go down as the old man. But when we rise up the new man, go down as sinners and come up as no sin, all sins forgiven for now and ever. And my notes are pretty much all over the place because I started going through other scriptures and I just got so, it was just so interesting reading all the different scriptures, and I just kept on reading this and reading that in this book, in that book. And so I just made some notes. I didn't really write down a whole bunch because I spent most of my meditation just reading different scriptures and talking and discussing things. And I just didn't write a lot down. But I did believe that sharing the word of baptism as an example would be a good way for you to even see what this message is. So let me try to make some sense out of my notes here. Let's see. Jesus was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. And I already shared with you about the water baptism. The water baptism is related to his death and resurrection. Our old man being crucified with Jesus, that the body of sin might be destroyed, giving us a new body, a new life in Christ. We go down in Adam and raise up in Christ, thus the new man. Jesus was buried with the sins of the world and rose up in his glorified body. And then I put, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. So when we put on the new man, our lives change. Our lives become more Christ-like because we're no longer in bondage to sin. We have been freed from sin. So when you're free from sin, it's not like a go-card to sin as much as you want. It's a go-card to be more Christ-like. So when you are forgiven of your sins and you are released from the bondage of sin, then you shouldn't even have any more desire within you to sin. That desire would be to be more godly, more Christ-like, more kind, more like Jesus. Because once you get saved from that sin, that burden is just lifted off of you, and you can feel yourself as a new person. You can feel lighter. You feel more joy, more happiness, more peace within you, because that is the new you. And what you do is you nurse that new you. You develop that new you, and you become more peaceful, more joyful, more kind, more loving, more like Christ. But if you don't nurture that new you, then you won't grow. So when you become that new man, it's your responsibility to grow that new man. And the other notes I have here is Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." So when we die that death in Jesus, then we will also live a life with him. So when we take off that old man and put on Christ, when we die our physical death, we live with Christ, because he's preparing a mansion for us. For all those who receive him, he prepares a mansion, so that when you die your physical death and return to your spiritual selves, your spiritual being, then you reside with him. You're going to have a place with him. And then I have, my notes are just everywhere. Okay, then I have, those who suffer for Christ are like soldiers for Christ and will reign with him. If we deny him, he must deny us. And this is the part where it says, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. Because there are those of us who are soldiers for God here on this planet. And those of us who suffer for Christ's sake, we will be soldiers for God in heaven. We will be like we will be rulers with him. We will reign with him. So when we die this physical death, we will have a special position with Christ. Jesus said, "Whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven." We cannot serve two masters. We either serve Adam or we serve Christ. And we can't serve both Adam and Christ. We have to choose. So the question is, which do you choose? Do you choose to live under Adam, under sin, or do you choose to live under Christ, who came to take you away from the bondage of sin, whose sole purpose was to bring life to the sinners? So we can live under Christ, or we can remain in sin. I choose to be free from the bondage of sin. So some of us do not understand the choice between the two, and some of us believe that we are free from the bondage of sin because we say a prayer, but we're still doing so many sinful things that we have not changed within. We're still doing what we've been doing, but we think that because we said a prayer that we are saved from the bondage of sin. God said you cannot serve two masters. I remember people saying, you can't have one foot in heaven and the other foot on earth. You either have them both in heaven or you have them both on earth. So that was the example I was given when they were telling me you can't serve two masters. You're either all for God or you're not, one way or the other. And you know which one a person chooses by the fruits that they bear. You can look at their life, and you can see whose side they're on by the way they live, by the way they act, by the things they do. And so this is why God says that those who are lukewarm, he spew them out of his mouth. And lukewarm is when you have one foot in heaven and one foot on earth. So you're either on fire for the Lord or you're not. And the references I use for this meditation, because I'm going to go ahead and cut this short, because I did a lot of reading and, you know, discussing, but I'm going to give you the references that I used. I used Romans chapter 6, and I used Matthew chapter 10. And I came across some very interesting things, and it was just really exciting reading God's Word. Sometimes I just keep reading it and reading it and reading it. Then I said, I'm in another story now, so let me stop and go back. And so I just really enjoyed reading these chapters and even beyond these chapters. But if you read Romans chapter 6 and Matthew chapter 10, you may find yourself wanting to read even more. But the main thing that God is showing me here in these verses is that when we die this physical death, that we go back to him. And even when we die to our sins, it's not, we don't have to just die a physical death. We die that death when we receive Christ. So it's not like we just die a physical death. We also die to sin. It's like we're going through the same thing that Jesus went through when he died and rose again. But when we receive him as our Savior, we die and we rise again right here on the planet. So we die to the bondage of sin and we raise up to that new man in Christ. So we do that here. And then when we leave the physical body, we be with Christ because he has already prepared a mansion for us when we return home, and we receive our rewards when we return home. And those of us who deny him before men, he's going to deny us before the Father. Those of us who suffer for his name's sake, we will be given extra rewards. We'll be blessed even more when we return home to him. So there's always a reward when you choose the side of Jesus. And we're all going to be judged. We're going to be judged for the good and for the bad. And I'm going to be on the side of being judged for the good because I put my faith and trust in the Lord. And it doesn't matter to me how much people say, well, how do you know there's a God? What proof do you have? And, you know, people are still on that. But I'm going by my truth. I'm going by what I believe for me. And I'm just sharing what I believe. And some people are still out there, like I just read something today on one of my social sites about an atheist, I forgot how he called himself, but he says a real strong, it meant a real strong atheist. But then he's saying all this stuff that's like, you're talking about the Father, the creator of all things, but here you claim yourself to be a real strong atheist. So I guess some people just get turned off to the name God. I think that sometimes it's just the labels that make people think certain things. But I responded to his comment. I commented on it. Nobody else did. He wrote this thing probably almost 2 weeks ago, and I haven't been on that site in a while. And I just happened to scan through, looking at some stuff to see if I would respond to anything. And when I came across that one, I mean, it was a long, detailed, very highly intellectual post. And I just read. I had to make myself finish reading it. And I said, listen to this. This is so intellectual. And I said more than that, but it was all good. I said, let me respond. So I would respond, I would delete it. That's a normal response. Then I respond, delete it again. And then I went ahead and responded and kept it the second time, or the third time. I went ahead and kept it because some people just get so into analyzing that they overanalyze, and they don't even realize that they're saying what it is anyway, but they're just saying it in such a way that you're using too many words, using so many words, but you're actually saying what it is. You're saying what it is. So it's like you're trying to talk yourself out of believing what it is, but here you are saying what it is. And that's what I was getting out of the post. I mean, I said, this is crazy. Does he even know he's actually saying what it actually is, but at the same time denying? So it was just kind of crazy, but I just went ahead and responded to it. But God is a label. God is what I choose to use because it's what's in the Bible and it feels comfortable to me. I got into that thing about the source, infinite intelligence, and saying everything else but God. But I went right back to saying God, because God is just one of the many names that we give the creator of all creations. So it doesn't matter what you label God as. He is still the one and only creator of all things, and we're just merely co-creators. And we would not even exist to co-create anything if it were not for God creating us in the first place. And that's where I stand. That's where I stand. And so it doesn't matter what anybody says, that's where I stand. I choose Christ. I choose Him because I know in my heart that there is only one creator, and He sent His only begotten Son to come here to show us the truth. And if you read those references I gave you, you're going to read in there what Jesus said, I did not come to bring peace. And when I read that, I said, oh my goodness, let me finish reading this. And I'm not going to tell you all that He said. If you want to know, you can read it for yourselves. But Jesus stated in His words, I did not come to bring peace. And He tells you why He came. He tells you why He came. And that's where the division comes in. He came to bring a sword. So, I'll, if you're interested in that, He didn't come to bring peace. He came to bring a sword. So when I read that, I was all into that. And that's why I continued to read even beyond that chapter. Because that is why Jesus came. And that is why there is so much division in the world now. He came here to give you a choice. You either remain in the bondage of sin or you receive life in Him. That's your only choice. Sin or life. That's it. One or the other. And I'm going to close with that. And this was a very interesting meditation for me. I mean, I just enjoyed doing all the extra reading. And I'll give you those verses again, references again. It's Romans chapter 6, if you're interested, and Matthew chapter 10. And you may find yourself reading before and after those chapters also. But I just thank God for the word. And if you've been following me, then you will know that God is keeping us on the same subjects. Even though He's using different chapters, different verses, it's the same messages. The same message. And it's for a reason. It's for a reason. People must make a choice. We must make a choice. And God is letting us know through these different verses that it's time to make a choice. And all this stuff that's going around, all the different things that people are saying, the most important thing is choose. Choose. Wake up and choose. It's that simple. It's that simple. And I believe that's why God keeps me on these same subjects. The same subjects. And it's always about Jesus, believing and trusting in Him, believing and trusting that life is only through Him. And don't worry about suffering at the hands of those who don't believe, because you will be blessed. And that when you leave this physical life, you will be with Him. So continue to grow and continue to know Him, because that's what's most important. It's not what's going on in the world. It's your relationship with Him. That's what counts. That's what's important. Make a choice to stay bondage to sin or make a choice to have a new life in Christ and grow in Him, know Him, learn Him, live Him, be Him. And that's it. And if you go back to all the recordings, that's the message. It's going to be the same message given in different ways. And I just thank God for His Word. I thank God for His Word because He is so patient with us. He is so patient. And He's going to continue to give verses and insights around the same thing because it's the most important. The most important. So the best way to get the truth for yourself is to go within and seek that truth, because once you go within you and connect to that part of you that is connected to Him, you're going to get the truth, because there's only one truth. There's only one truth, and you will receive that truth when you make that connection, that direct connection with your Creator. And when you make that connection, you will receive the truth. One Creator, one truth, one destiny. One Creator, one truth, one destiny. Many routes, many routes, many beliefs, many ideas, many thoughts, but one destination, one truth, one Creator. And we will all know that when we leave these physical bodies, if we don't know it now. So thank you again for listening, and may God bless you, and may God continue to reveal things to you in your journey, and may you continue to grow and know the Lord more and more each day in your life. God bless you now and always.